2007, and this is Earth Day. This is the day that Lenin of Russia, that was his birthday when Earth Day was set in place. The Green Party put that into effect. I think that was about 20 years ago, if I understand it right. And I remember when I was in a very basic history class, that was a question on a final. And my professor told me, he said, "Well, you're the only one that knew who Lenin was." And made a comment on a social communist system. And the Green Party wasn't really known that well, but they were into it. But Earth Day and all of the implications that go with that, the public may not want to hear it, but we're all being taken into a what I call a chemical dysfunctional world that needs to be examined by another system. We need both sides of the scientific equation to understand the implications of what's going to happen. Maybe after all of us have lived out our lives, the laws that are passed today, those implications may come to pass in terms of how they're implemented. But meanwhile, a lot of innocent people through law and medicine are going to really be harmed by some of the misconceptions that are going on in the what I call the sustainable development concept, which means under sustainable development theories and Agenda 21, there's a whole issue. I mean, what about this business of not being able to buy and sell property or to develop eminent domain systems which are on the sustainable development list? It always looks nice to have children planting trees. Nothing wrong with that. There are other issues here, and they relate to a whole series that I've talked about on many Parker Pathway shows concerning the formation of new types of gene research, concept of regenerating medicine, which I covered on the last show, concerning the treaties of different countries and on different parts of our body. And this brings us into the idea of harm that comes into the immune system and how we develop experts to be able to develop opinions about this but are being rejected by courts.
I've been to two funerals in the last 3 weeks, and I know of two other cases of acquaintances and friends who have gone into hospitals for surgery and never come out because they contract an infection in the hospital that cannot be controlled by antibiotics.
That's right.
It's gotten so hospitals are very dangerous places. What do you do? Where do you go to have your surgery without exposing yourself to this incredible risk that you're going to contract some sort of infection that they won't be able to control?
That's right, and that's a very good question. Like the last antibiotic right on the table is vancomycin. That's the end of the line for the staph infections that are in the staphylococcus infections that are in the hospitals. And by the way, the answer to some of that is that a lot of people are leaving the United States and going to other countries and to have their surgery.
Mm.
And because they use alternate herbal medicines and different types of antiseptics, which I would like to bring up for about 2 or 3 minutes, if you don't mind, after the break, because you're bringing up the issue that leads us into genetic engineering. Call in is 800-313-9443, and we'll be back with our guest, Gerald Ullman.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your debtors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Lynn Parker, on the republicbroadcasting.org network. The call in is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And the last show, most of the shows, I get more emails than I can possibly answer, so throughout the show I answer emails in groups, subjects, so that everybody gets covered. And I apologize for that, but it would take two people to analyze and to handle the emails, and I desperately answer everyone if I can. And today we have a outstanding guest, Gerald Lehman, professor of law, dean of the law school of Santa Clara, California. And Jerry has asked a very important question. It's not diverted from our subject matter here of wrongful convictions or eyewitness mistakes or other forms of criminal and civil activity that is not exactly in tune with justice. But Jerry, your question is critical. The hospitals today are essentially manned by personnel that are good most of the time, but most of the time they're not paying a lot of attention to patients because they say they don't have enough time. Excuse me. The question of what to do is, in the real world sense, is to look upon an enormous amount of safety that can be in new hospitals that are using up-to-date material. One of the things that got me, the other issue is on the chloramine issue, was the issue of organ transplants. The idea that the organ transplants, from basic literature, research, and actual
in vivo or hands-on, is that even though genes matched and immunology was in line, the organs were rejected. And someone made a joke and said, it must be something in the water. And I took it as a joke, like you hear that all your life, must be something in the water. And so I started to look, and by accident we found this out. And, of course, my top-rate executive assistant showed me a pamphlet from the Public Utilities Commission saying that chloramine, which was placed in the drinking water, could be dissolved in the body. And I looked at that. I said, you can't dissolve a poison like that. It has to go to the hepatic vein, to the liver. And if your liver isn't functioning, then you're going to develop serious toxicology diseases. And so that led me to where we are now about kidney dialysis patients being affected by chemicals in the water. And they're using extra carbon filters, but that's about it. And then one thing's led to another concerning in hospital water. They feed, you know, when you take drugs in a hospital today, they give you tap water.
Mm.
See? So in other words, they're not, the consciousness level of death isn't on the table. I mean, in other words, in the surgery room, you have to be, quote, sterile, but most of the bacteria is in the surgery room.
Yeah.
See? And I think, and you take the folks that have these knee replacements. They have, I know of two people right now that have gangrene of the feet, and the, you know, for the toes, one of the foot, and the whole thing, but they say, well, it's due to diabetes. Well, where do they get the diabetes?
Mm.
See, in other words, you have to have trigger mechanisms in the gene structure to be able to trigger these things. This is not made up. You know, this is a public, that doesn't, you know, no one's telling me, they just want a drug. You know, they just go to the hospital and they want a drug to take care of it. They think that that's the way it's going to go.
Mm.
But the research that's being done now is ribonucleic acid gene triggers that are stimulated by these bacteria.
Mm.
And they're called switch-on RNAs, and they're the ones that are triggering these problems. And if you could, they're called arginate proteins and that are triggered, and they're real. And there isn't any drug for that. You have to know what your gene system is in order to be able to work. And this is the future for medicine. So one of the answers is to be able to be in a facility that is able to do gene-structured chromosome maps.
Mm.
I know it's expensive, but I advise everyone to pay attention to this.
Mm.
It's a form of truth. And once you understand what gene structure you have, now you're able to predict what type of antibiotics, if any, or even if surgery is going to work.
Mm.
See? And so around the world, Jerry, there are things being formed called biobanks. And this is one of the answers to your question that's absolutely critical, what you're asking.
Mm.
Because tissue samples and the genealogy and all the medical history of the person are going to be the new medicine based upon the collection of DNA and other forms of RNAs in what they're called biobanks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going all over the world to test this to see if it can be done. And, of course, this has a lot to do with, as you know, there are all these DNA samples being taken from folks that are in jails.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Well, you know what the missed deal is? They're missing out on the other end of this research is in stem cells, which is almost a religious fervor. The whole concept is that religious folks believe that life begins at conception, and so you can't use embryos that are going to die anyway. You've got 50 to 20% of those embryos are going to die anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And but the answer to where our immune systems are going is the other part of the answer to your question. I have put forth this policy of a new scientific concept of a reality that it's not global warming that's the issue. That is an issue, but not an issue as the issue. The issue that I started with in the year 2003 is that our immune systems as humans are being weakened.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And so it's not some fancy thing where you're looking at where you're looking at the concept of well, it's just something that we're doing in the air, or something we're doing in the in what we eat, or what we take, or anything. No, no, no. There's something. What's happening is we are purposely killing ourselves. It's like an extinction process, and we're doing it in real world terms. If you don't think so, look at the whole thing where I went out the door on chloramine, and I mentioned that this is in there. It's in the chloramine causes clinical damage, and I mentioned AIDS patients. The AIDS folks said, don't mention it because it puts discrimination against us. And I said, look, we're not doing political good fellowship touchy-feely here. We are talking about gene structures that are being passed through the gene pool in real-world terms, even when people have infants and they work it through, they're passing through their gene system. And everybody says, oh, yeah, sure, well, it's inherited by their mother and father, whatever. No, no, no. The whole thing comes down to the fact that the immune system in real-world terms is being weakened, not by politics, because I have a statement that you can't fool Mother Nature. And so another thing, well, when I was crucified by the religious people, when I helped invent frost-free strawberry, which was years ago. My car was overthrown by church fanatics and everything else. This was out of Port Chicago in California. Mm. Well, the strawberry was invented. That helped feed one-third of the population of the world. There are two things eaten on this world that are the most. One is artichokes, and the other is strawberries. Mm. That's what people eat around the world. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that. But that's based on gene structures. It did not harm anybody else, but it improved the immune system of that strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
And so and my whole focus is that you can't put a gene where it doesn't go. So when you go to the hospital and you're sick, as you say, you go in and you don't come out, you're right. And the thing comes down to the fact that gene that's in there that's been altered in the immune system says, oh, you want to play this? Well, what we're going to do is give you an RNA signal for your left ventricle to fail, and you're gone.
Mm.
And the whole thing is, when you look at the photographs and look at the obituaries, 40 to 50-year-old folks minding their own business in the highlight of their career are in a gym somewhere, Jerry, and they drop dead. And if you look at photographs, they got a bottle of water sitting on the treadmill.
Mm.
They've been drinking water every 5 minutes. The bottled water doesn't have any electrolytes in it. So how are you supposed to develop an immune system to compromise yourself to make it work? I'm not picking on that, but that is a major problem that we're dealing with right now.
Interesting.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, fascinating.
You see what I'm saying? The thing is, and so let's say... Let's say in a biobank system, we'll just deal with a simple real world term. There was a case that was called Sterling versus Veliscal Corporate Chemical Corporation. Now this case was in 1988. All right. Now this was a class action where the plaintiffs claimed that hazardous chemicals from the defendant's landfill had contaminated the water supply, and it affected their immune system. And the judge threw it out. And I'll tell you after the break why he did and how it's affected us all since. To answer your question.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R, Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your nation. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
April 22, 2007, and it's Earth Day, and we have Professor Gerald Owen, Professor of Law, the Dean of the Santa Clara Law School, and I'm taking some of Dean Owen's time here, but it goes into the heart of one of the questions he's asking, which directly tangents absolutely into gene collection, biobanks, the discovery of how we set up codes to identify people. And I'm just mentioning shortly the Sterling versus the Velascol Chemical Corporation case. This was in 1988. Now, the court threw out the fact that the plaintiffs alleged that the immune system impairment was a result of water supply damages. And this is from a very high level of tetrachloride and chloroform. That was in the water supply. On appeal, the defendant argued this. The defendant court had improperly admitted the testimony of clinical ecologists supporting the claims because the principles on which the experts based their conclusions was not in conformity to a generally accepted explanatory theory. Now, the whole point in medicine and in hospitals, there are two things that rule. One, a little bit of toxicity will not hurt you. There's a medical principle that's practiced every minute of the day. In other words, they figure, well, if you take a little bit of toxicity here, that's not going to bother you because you're going to, quote, dissolve it. You do not dissolve anything. You have to, these things accumulate and develop. And so what happens in the body is that the bacteria that you already have decide that they're going to accommodate the bacteria that they're going to get. It's a very interesting thing that's still being researched. Why do bacteria understand how they're going to kill you in the future? Mm. And the only way they can do that is to change out the RNA and the DNA. It says ribonucleic acid is for the audience. They know a lot about it because they've been, and you know a lot about it. But those are signals. They're given outside the center of the part of the cell. They're in the cell. Now, the accepted practice that for a generally accepted explanatory theory, of course, is following the Daubert, the testability in the Daubert case, which you can explain to the audience too as we go. But the whole point is that the accepted theory is that if you die in the hospital, you are not dying by the acceptable theory. Now think about that. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest legal fiction mind-blower I've ever seen. And up to 1988, when I first started to work on chloramine, I uncovered peer review, 600 studies and contracts where chloramine and chlorine had caused osteomyelitis tumors in women in Iowa, sperm cell damage in males in Fort Lejeune, abortions at 20% higher in females in certain studies that drank only 9 cups of tap water. The EPA took all those studies off of the Internet. They cannot be found. Fortunately, I have them, and these are real pieces of work which clearly say that bromides and idocetic acids cause various forms of tissue damage that break down the immune system of human beings. The EPA, on February 1st, was given an executive order by the President of the United States that any information like that came under his jurisdiction, and they wanted to close 7 EPA libraries and even keep it away from the public as well, of course, but some of even their own EPA people. Now, you tell me how big of a problem that is. That's life and death, Jerry.
Yep.
That's life and death. And the other thing comes down to the fact that you don't want to accept the clinical ecologist because there's not a proven concept of what's reliable or what's trustworthy. Well, how trustworthy do you have to be to have clinical studies that went up to 1988? The government stopped the research, told the states you can have chloramine in your water, even though it causes liver cancer and leukemia in rats.
Yeah.
See? And so the state says, well, it's cheap to put this in instead of using alternate technology like reverse osmosis or other forms of plasma, infrared, ultraviolet, ozonation. There are cities in this country where people are dying daily. They don't know why.
Yeah.
And yet they say, well, there's something wrong here. You know, Milwaukee did a very good job using ozonation for a while, but ozonation with ultraviolet light would have been a good start, but they'd be congratulated. Anyway, I didn't want to take your time with this, but all you have hit upon the exact core, everyday living, life and death system, and then somebody commits a crime within that matrix. How do you know that you have the right DNA? It's a perplexing question. It's not just a when we first started out with electrophoresis in medicine, it was a very cumbersome battery operated system. It was car batteries, literally, on each side of the tape. You put your blood there, and you put your dye. You waited for sometimes a whole day, you know, to be able to do that. We're going to come back and let you talk. I'm sorry, Jerry, to take your time on, but I think that you've hit upon the core of our life and death struggle. I call it our own bioterrorism war in ourselves. We'll be back on the end of the break, my listeners, and we'll take the calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle with bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that knows how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolution.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
Long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I learned several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
This is Arthur Wynn Parker and Parker Pathways, April 22, 2007, Earth Day. And I hope we still have the caller, Rita, from Colorado, to speak with our guest.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Wynn and Jerry.
Hi, welcome to show.
Thanks. I've been on. I've got interviewed one time by Deanne Burley and Dr. Bill Deagle a couple times. He's asked me to be on a show. I haven't been scheduled yet, but it's about the Human Genome Project, and I was sort of I was writing the medical information system software in Silicon Valley, really near Santa Clara, as a matter of fact. And that company, actually, the president became the benefactor for the Human Genome Project, John Whitehead, which I interviewed later. And got to know some of the things. Then, but what it really comes down to, what you find out, is the conflict between curing the patient and curing the people. And there's a line that I possess, which became a conflict, because what the pharmaceutical industry, you know, what is keeping them from selling a whole lot of medicine is the concept of inalienable rights that isn't anarchistic. And since I have this concept, and as a Christian, understanding of how people can keep their society together and keep gene pools together, gene pools plural, that we can, alleviate a lot of things, because you'll find out what is a disease, at some point is actually, is a cure at another point. And so we have this way, by keeping our culture there, by curing ourselves. And so the thing is that we've got is, it's really difficult and for me to be introduced right now, because we've got a lot of, medical people, a lot of people like, Dr. Bill Deagle has got as many credentials as you could ever find. And so, but, I've got this other little thing, and we've got to be able to introduce that thing, that I have this other concept, and inside of this concept, this there are rules. And
what, Rita, what would you like to ask Professor Ullman?
Well, how are we going to do that? How do we deal with that conflict between gene pools and curing the patient and keeping doctors, you know, only in that mode of only doing helping a patient and not curing a patient? It seems to me that they're starting to go over the line, and I've got to say at some point you're coming into my territory.
Well, since I helped design the Genome Project, I hope that you don't trample my territory. what question do you have for the professor?
Okay, yeah. How do we keep the doctors back in their box? I'll make it clear then.
Okay. Go ahead, Jerry. Does he want to handle that? I can answer that, but I'll let you go because you're approaching it from a very good point of view. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit out of my territory here. The box that... we try to keep doctors in is the witness box.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen. What this will give me an opportunity to introduce a concept that I covered on four different shows on the Genome Project and the development of all of the concepts that we're dealing for different diseases I called it. It was on December 31st. It was a show that I did. It's called Technology Forecasting in the Gene Century, where I was talking about the various diseases under international treaties and how they affected the idea of being able to predict the gene environment and health, and how we do not own our genes. For instance, a good example of this is. Kaiser Permanente has a gene system that they want to take people's genes, put them into their own pool, and you don't have any right to any research answers. You do not have rights to anything that happens with the genes. And clear with their handout, and of course they try to abate this by saying, "Well, does this research involve cloning or stem cells or genetic engineering?" On a flyer, and they say, no, the research program is not using stem cells. Well, of course it isn't, but they don't realize that the progenitor cells for the gene come from stem cells, which brings us to the arena of these different search engines that are being used around the world to make chemical investigations a little more successful. And I referred this to the last hour. It was called the Intelligent Data Operating Layer System. And this is a piece of work that will be published next month in Forensic Science International. And this piece of work, I reviewed this with marginal comments for publication. I didn't write it, but I, as an outside reviewer, I reviewed it out. Theory is that, as you have put, Jerry, that criminals... This was my comment. Criminals and the associates could seriously skew a Bayesian-based investigation by supplying fake witness evidence. And with this new system, the police forces can develop searches very quickly. The average time to find a, quote, criminal under this system is, as it stands now, is 15 minutes anywhere in the world. Average search time on intelligent data operating layer is within the system itself. There's another software within it. Is 2 minutes.
Well, this is assuming you've got access to the system. What we're finding now with cold hits on DNA, often it just takes months before a crime sample can even be tested.
Yep.
We have a tremendous backlog in California. We enacted this initiative to take buccal swabs from everyone who's arrested for a serious felony, and we're going to expand that to every felony arrest in 2009. Our system is just swamped. They're overloaded. There's a backlog of 100,000 untested buccal swabs because... we just don't have the personnel to keep up with the tremendous expansion of the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, the money to go out to support these forensic labs should be increased, don't you think? I mean,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely underfunded.
And
this is the future. I mean, the tool that this provides to make accurate identifications is just phenomenal.
Yeah, and the one thing that that was a very interesting aspect of this subject to me that does bring in the concept of what our caller talking about in medicine is that Innocent Man book by John Grissom, they were talking about the hair samples.
Mm-hmm.
And how hair sampling and there's a questionable kind of forensic analysis and that sort of thing. But with the state of the art that was available at that time, no one wanted to accept the fact of what the lab would find. And mm-hmm. It came out of the book, and that was my other troublesome aspect of this. It reminded me a lot of the O.J. Simpson trial in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're standing there and you're looking at the chromosome bases and the different alleles. I'm thinking, where were the folks that were supposed to know about these? And yet you had the finest, you had Dr. Lee, who, as I understand it, had to sit on a bench outside the lab, locked out of the lab in the L.A. Police Department's lab, forensic lab, and he's given a bad microscope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and this is kind of in the Innocent Man. One of the things that just hit me, I thought, well, this is a representation of a very cross section of thinking. They don't want to know the evidence. That was my impression. What was your hit on that? I mean, in other words, here you had the fellow who was innocent in the book on the Innocent Man, and here it is that the DNA was different, and it was a snitch. That did that. Okay. Now, the whole point is the prosecutor in that town of Ada,
mm-hmm.
I mean, still would not accept after all those years. How many years? It was 12 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He would not accept the evidence.
Yeah. That's a common phenomenon in these exoneration cases. The intransigence of the prosecutors in admitting that they made a mistake, they were wrong. It's
mm-hmm.
It's very rare that they will just face the reality, and they're always looking for some way to try to connect the defendant with the crime, even though the science has exonerated him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are just a couple of things I wanted to get your opinion on about the future justice. I always cringe every time I make that sentence because, you know, what's truth and what's justice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you and I know better. There's a project which is called the Virtual Magistrate Project. Have you ever heard of that? ADR program on arbitration, and it's taking the National Center for Automated Information Systems and using a virtual magistrate.
Mm-hmm.
Signing a mediator. Now, what do you think of that idea?
Well, I don't know if I'm thinking about the same project, but this was to computerize justice. I don't think there's much future there. Justice is composed of so many elements that involve judgment, that involve human compassion.
Mm-hmm.
I just honestly don't think you can put that into a computer
and get a just result.
I have a lot of faith in the jury system. I think giving a case to just 12 ordinary people with some common sense, we usually get the right result. But,
yeah.
You know, we can't be overconfident in our system, and that's where all of these protections need to be built in so that we can expose the
mm-hmm.
mistakes, and we can try to correct.
Well, I agree with you, and one of the aspects of Clarence Darrow that struck me was that he wrote some work on the 18th Amendment, And he made a comment which caused my interest to emerge on having a constitutional amendment to be able to vote what goes in food and water. And when I first started that, I didn't realize until I looked over a lot of private notes that I have that's not in the Clarence Darrow work, but is a part of Clarence Darrow's work. That's another story. That's a mm-hmm. family story. I have those notes by Clarence Darrow. And the thing is, but he made a comment, so the 18th Amendment was really about food.
Mm.
But the Volstead Act was passed to say that food was really liquor. And so, and that's the prohibition story, you know. So I'm thinking to myself, well, there are ways that you can have these kinds of legal arguments to work your way, as you have put it, and you're accurate about that. But just think of the distortion that happens at the end if you don't protect the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me started on the constitutional amendment concept and a grand jury system for science technology. Mm-hmm. And I was highly interested in your thinking about grand jury leaks. If you have anything further to say about that, because I know that there was a contribution you made some time ago on that subject.
Well, yeah, I've thought and written a lot about grand jury investigations. I actually started my career as a federal prosecutor, and I was running grand jury investigations 40 years ago. And I've followed the progress of grand jury reform now for many, many years. The whole problem of leaks, I think we need to realize that the reason a jury proceeding is secret is to protect the accused.
That's
so
right.
That someone is not linked to criminal activity without being charged, without an opportunity to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And grand juries are not adversary proceedings. They are a prosecutorial tool. The defense has no right to even have a lawyer present. Defendant's called before a grand jury. He can't even bring his lawyer with him. So we need to be very skeptical about a grand jury investigation resolving an issue. I mean, the grand jury only has the power to file a charge, which will mm-hmm. then be contested in court. And
yeah.
We need to realize that that what's going on in the grand jury is secret to protect the defendant, and ultimately, even if he's charged, we still have a presumption of innocence.
Mm-hmm. You know, the audience needs to hear that, because I think there's a lot of confusion about it, and you just cleared that up. We have a caller. We have very quickly from Missouri. Koya? Hello? Do I have a caller in Missouri?
Well, yes, I'm in Missouri. This is Koya in Kansas City. They said there was one person before me.
Oh, we've already talked with Colorado.
Well, no, this is I just called. They said there was one person, but I guess they hung up.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is something that's been disturbing me for quite a while.
Oh, by the way, welcome to the show.
Well, I love your show, Dr. Parker.
Thank you.
Anyway, I've called, I think, once or twice before, but this has been very disturbing to me. A lady had heard this thing, was suspicious of this thing, because she had listened to Patriot Radio. Well, she worked for the city, and it has something to do with the invoices of equipment being purchased. Can I hang on after the break?
Sure. We only have a few minutes because I want to give the professor to have a wrap-up. I'll listen to you. Go right. You hang on.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. F-888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Wynn Barker, Barker Pathways, and we're finishing up with a caller. At Missouri.
Oh, I forget the city, yes.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, the reason I like this, some caller who heard this show might call in next week and tell me what city this was. This was in a large American city, and I can't remember if it was Michigan or Illinois or where, but nevertheless, she became suspicious because she was listening to Patriot Radio about the city was replacing all of these here big distribution valves in the water system. Like, you know, they have a section of the city, you know, there might be 50 valves around the city that shut off different areas of the city.
Yes.
They're replacing all these valves with a chemical injection system.
That's right.
And how did you know that? Anyway, I mean, when she queried them about this, tried to find out what they was going to inject, they told her to shut up and mind her own business or she was going to lose her job.
Well, that's exactly right. I have 20 attorney generals right with me because they say that in their state the people have no right to vote on their food and water. They have no initiative system, and every attempt has been made to keep me from discussing the amount of chemicals, 1,500 disinfectant byproducts in the water that affect medicine, law, and real estate development.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you know about that because my thing is they wanted to either do something to certain areas, you know, instead of just the whole thing.
I know a lot about it.
Well, that's I wanted to say.
Yeah, another thing too. If you could call back on the next show because we're going to have some another dynamite, guest on this subject, and email me at kwatisbcglobal.net. And we'll work. I'm sorry to be such a hurry.
That's
I never cut people off.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get back to our guest. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling, because that's important. Jerry, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. I'd like to have you only have about 3 minutes to as a sum up, but I wanted to make a very quick mention of the dedication of this show to Gary Anderson, who portrays Clarence Darrow, and also William Jennings Bryan. If all goes well, Gary is doing a show on the 22nd, which is coming. This is where we are. And he's supposed to be in Athens, Ohio today, and then on the 28th in Cleveland, Ohio. And April 29th in Youngstown, Ohio, and then May 10th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the Wisconsin State Bar Convention. And I really wish I could go to that.
Yeah, if people have the opportunity to catch Gary's portrayal of Clarence Darrow, should not pass it up.
Not
he just did it at Santa Clara last month, and William Jennings Bryan play as well, and back to back. I mean, one night he was William Jennings Bryan, and the next night he's Clarence Darrow.
You know, I haven't been ill, Jerry, for 35 years, and I got ill, and I couldn't go. I was just sick about it, and everything, not to make a pun. March 24th is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is the William Jennings Bryan.
Uh-huh.
That's the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. So you folks in Pittsburgh, make a point, try to be there. Well, March, April, that's already happened. I'm sorry. This is April.
Yeah, this is April.
Oh, doggone it. Dude, I made a point. Okay. Well, listen.
This has been a real pleasure. I really enjoyed being with you.
Oh, yes, Jerry. And we're going to have to, if you'd like, we'll have to do it again to give even more time. And any parting words of to our audience?
Not really. Just keep thinking, keep listening.
Yeah.
These are questions that cry out for a lot of thought and a lot of reflection.
Yeah, our listeners are pretty sharp. We have a very unusual show, so we get a lot of very interesting input. Thank you. It's been an honor. I cannot tell you how much of an honor it's been to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Have great ideas, and I'm going to look forward to communicating with you again, if I may, and try to get your book. Good Lord.
Okay.
Amazon.com has your book on OJ evidentiary tactics, and you think where I was asking for a gold piece. God bless America. With